Welcome to the Mr. Roboto exhibition at the Museum of Craft and Design in San Francisco. We're so glad you're here to enjoy the art, either on-site or online. This abbreviated guide is an invitation to get to know just a little bit about some of the artists and their work. If you want a more immersive guide with longer image descriptions and more details about the exhibition and the artists, please visit sfmcd.org/exhibitions/Mr. Roboto-2. Welcome. Here's a little bit about the exhibition. Mr. Roboto consists of four collections of experimental designs, each spanning a range of styles and mediums, co-created by around 60 students from San Jose State University, SJSU, and their robot collaborator. Here's how the collaborations worked. The students designed their artworks on a computer, and then used a cobot, or collaborative robot, to make the works. For this exhibition, their cobot is a robot arm. This lightweight, flexible arm has 6 joints that hinge up and down and side to side. The joints can also rotate segments of the arm like a human arm can rotate at the shoulder. Because the arm can move in so many directions, it excels at working with complicated patterns in 3 dimensions and isn't limited to creating flat objects. Mr. Roboto will be available to visit on-site from February 24th through June 30th, 2024. Here's the exhibition and gallery layout. Mr. Roboto begins as you leave behind the last works of indie folk to enter a pair of adjoining rooms. A sharp right around the short wall flanking the entryway delivers you to Mr. Roboto himself atop a large rectangular cart. A few paces past the robot along the right wall and stretching to the rear of the room are 26 white paper squares of the Letterforms collection, each exhibiting a uniquely stylized giant printed alphabet letter. Spanning the rear wall, opposite the exhibition entryway, are robotically woven works of the 3D printed textile collection. A wide opening in the adjacent wall takes you to the adjoining room. Inside, against the wall on the right, there hang the brilliantly colored photographs of the light painting collection. To the left of the opening and opposite the light paintings are the puppets of the stop motion animation collection, as well as a bench in the open parallel to the wall. On the same side of the room in the rear is a table of interactive, hands-on multimedia objects by Ray Lanzarotti. There are also shelves of materials and a work table that extend from the rear wall to the center of the room on which you can design and assemble things of your own. In the right rear corner of the room is a virtual reality station with a pair of wired headsets and 2 beanbags beside another bench. The collaborative designs are divided into 4 collections: 3D printed textiles, stop motion animation puppets, light paintings, and calligraphy letter forms. You'll hear about the designs within each collection overall, and then a brief zoom in on a few features and innovations in each one. SJSU industrial design students used computer programs to design their textiles. They developed their pieces in modeling software, and the software told the cobot how to weave soft, flexible filaments like wet pasta into very porous, fabric-like textiles. Because the robot arm can be automated to lift, lower, twist, and move around in different amounts and combinations, it's able to construct curvy textiles, pieces that look like tangled threads, and others that look as if they were lifted by a breeze or undulating along an ocean wave and frozen in time. These pieces are 8 inches square, each made of only 1 or 2 colors, black, white, and orange. Instead of tightly weaving different colors together to build a pattern or picture, here, patterns are made by drawing thicker lines against thinner, grid-like backgrounds. There are 4 parts to this design collection. First, a pedestal with a 3D printing setup is tucked in near a corner where a spool of burnt orange-colored cord sits on a stand, with one end tucked into a small black box with an extruding tip that's mounted on the wall. By the spool is a hard plastic block with a wavy top and a sheet of silicone over it where the textiles will be printed onto. A small white box that feeds the cord into a device that heats it for printing is plugged into the box with the extruding tip. Then, a narrow shelf runs along one wall where the textiles are laid out side by side in a plexiglass display case. Above the display case are 2 more elements, a video monitor showing a demonstration of 3D printing, and a grid of 9 square photos showing different moments in the process. A close-up of a robot arm joint, the nozzle at the end of the arm extruding the filaments to create the textiles, a set of finished pieces close together, and a couple of textiles held in a person's fingers to demonstrate the contours of the pieces. All share the same overall shape and size, like fabric tiles for a rigid, futuristic quilt. Among the 7 on the right, 1 is a single licorice-colored spaghetti noodle that snakes and circles within the implied space of a square without ever hugging the sides. In others, a shorter piece of the same spaghetti weaves in and out of a more explicitly square mat of a translucent white backing noodle laid down as a grill or a grid. A couple tiles exhibit only this backing, but laid out more inventively, for example, with a diagonal pattern of wide gaps which highlight how the textile surface undulates. Light paintings. This section showcases 18 light paintings inspired by architectural domes from around the world. Instead of painting a canvas with color on a brush, these are made with a beam from a full-spectrum LED light bulb that's affixed to the end of the articulated robot arm. The robot arm moves in patterns with sequences of lines and changes in color that students in interior design at SJSU have programmed with computer software. The tracings are projected onto a curved fabric surface in a tight space with no other sources of light. The light beam passes through a gobo, which is a 3D printed disc with a pattern cut out of it that sits in front of the bulb and changes the shape of the light beam and the amount of glow that passes through it. Each design takes 2 minutes to paint with light. This part of the exhibition consists of the following: photos of the light paintings made by a camera with a 360-degree lens with a 2-minute exposure, examples of the gobos in a display case, and a grid of 9 square photos showing an architectural dome, the LED light on the robot arm, gobos, and a sample light painting in various stages of completion. Here's how the light painting photos are made. In a small space that was made completely dark, the 360-degree camera snaps pictures at intervals over the 2 minutes as the light meanders through the sequence of programmed colors and lines. On the museum wall are 2 different types of photograph per design, paired up in an array of 4 rows and 5 columns. On the left of each pair is a circular image, and the right one of each pair is a rectangular close-up image of a part of the same design, wider than it is tall. The background for the photos is jet black, and colorful lines cut across them, each with a different pattern. Some are simple, like a winding river. Others are more complex, like snowflakes, gear wheels, starbursts, or combinations of lines and shapes. The circular images are each mounted on a silvery square background and show a condensed line of the full pattern. For the rectangular version of each design, the lines and colors reach all the way to the edge of the surface they're printed on and show a close-up view of part of the light pathway. The lines glow, and their edges bend, soften, and blur, giving a sense of fast movement as well as the sensation of standing under an imaginary, transparent dome and watching through it as this portion of each light painting is created. Letter forms, calligraphy. Graphic design students applied a computer programming script to letters of the alphabet to generate original robotic letter forms. They customized the script so that it would transform each letter into an inky playground. These robotic letter forms are built off of calligraphy, a highly decorative handwriting style. Traditional calligraphy is done by dipping the tip of a brush into ink, then drawing the letters with great control and precision to execute a specific design. With the programming script, students could invent new calligraphic designs by adding in extra curves, waves, crosshatch patterns, pixelation, and other effects. Once each design was complete, the robot arm painted them onto the center of thick, crisp, white watercolor paper squares using a water brush secured to the end of the arm with a rubber band. A water brush is like a pen that doesn't come pre-filled with ink. The main body is a reservoir that the students filled with black ink, and the ink flowed down a pointy nylon brush tip. Students adjusted the cobot's speed, rotations, and how close to the paper the water brush tip got to further control the look of the painted letters. This exhibit shows off the setup that students used, including a real-time demonstration of the cobot painting. A computer sits within a rolling cabinet with the robot arm mounted on top, holding a water brush aloft a few inches above a small glass of water that sits on a blonde wood platform next to the arm. By the glass is a rectangle of shiny dark gray slate. All day long, the cobot dips the water brush into the water and paints dark squiggly lines across the gray slate. These lines evaporate in a few minutes, and the cobot starts over. On the wall behind this setup is a grid of 9 photographs showing the calligraphy process. And in the corner, a video monitor is mounted up high, showing a repeating loop of 20-second videos of the cobot painting the individual letters on display. The videos are close-ups and demonstrate how the cobot can daub goopy dots quickly or make long lines slowly, angling the brush as it goes to change the line's thickness, always with extreme precision. Along the adjoining wall is a grid of the 26 letters in 3 staggered rows, 9 on top, 8 in the middle, and 9 on the bottom. The white squares of watercolor paper are held to the wall by tiny magnets at all 4 corners. The placement of the papers is meticulous and orderly, with exactly 2 inches of blank space between the squares above, below, and to the sides, letting the gray wall show through. This constrained arrangement only serves to bring the designs to life even more with their unique, wavy, curly, fluid, blurry, wiry, and other boisterous designs. On a paper square in the bottom row, a peppering of dozens of identical small squares, all turned 45 degrees, range down and up the arms of an implied capital letter V. Underneath, around, and amidst the squares, larger rectangles in assorted shapes and sizes, all paralleling the arms, do a bit more to explicitly evoke the shape, which is of a formal typeface V, complete with capping strokes called serifs. On the square left of it, the U is a psychedelic labyrinth of lines and shapes, with a strange encircling coastline of curves, coves, and claw-shaped peninsulas that jut every which way. The M in the row above looks like it was made from the wire of a coat hanger, which was bent by hand to loop back to each limb several times to reinforce and fill it out. The hanger wire lines are dark against the page, and so is the M as a whole. The U shape and fine features are medium dark, and the V is almost ethereally faint. Stop-motion animation, puppets. The Roadkill Jamboree short film is a thesis project by Megan Graham, director, and Megan Chung, producer, who are recent graduates of the Animation and Illustration program at SJSU. Roadkill Jamboree is a ragtag ska band of undead critters, including a nearly 2-feet-high, one-antlered buckhead sitting on a tire. The rest of the band range from 8 to 20 inches tall and include a rat missing its vital organs, a bird with a kazoo, a skunk, and a snake with a tall blonde bouffant hairdo. The filmmaker's mission is to educate drivers on how to prevent killing animals on the road, and they do it through a lively ska music video that's a combination of stop-motion puppet animation and 2D computer-generated cartoon graphics. The tabletop set for this music video is a patch of dirt, rocks, and dead grass by a highway guardrail. The set is constructed from chicken wire, papier-mâché, paint, and a whole lot of glue mixed with dirt. Most of the puppet band members hang out in a line in or near some dented rusty cans for baked beans or fruit. The robot arm's role in making the short film was to hold the camera. With instructions from the computer program, it could quickly and easily change position or speed and twist in complex pre-planned ways without ever losing focus on the characters or letting something important slip out of the shot. Roadkill Jamboree brings together the cinematic legacy of stop-motion animated animals, suspense and intrigue, and undead characters to create an upbeat short film with a message. The museum exhibit includes 4 puppets in a display case on a pedestal. Mounted on the wall above the display case is a wedge-shaped shelf with the buckhead on its tire, a playful recreation of a classic taxidermy trophy buck head on a wall. To the right of the puppets, a monitor on the wall plays the music video. To the left of them is a grid of 9 photos showing key steps in the process of setting up and making the stop-motion photos. And a second video monitor has one of the filmmakers speaking to the camera and posed directly in front of the ska band and their dirt set. Thank you so much for visiting the Museum of Craft and Design. You can also check out an immersive audio tour for the Indie Folk exhibition both online and on site. That exhibition is up through June 30th, 2024 as well. We hope you enjoyed the artwork and that you'll visit us again. This guide was written by Cheryl Green and Oliver Baker and narrated by Cheryl Green. Blind QC, script quality control by Nefertiti Matos Olivares. Produced by Social Audio Description Collective.